Hip-hop artist Yassine Al-Zaman grew up in Canada and in the United Arab Emirates. He is the son of Iraqi parents. Al-Zaman goes by the name The Narcissist, and he focuses on the experience of Arabs in North America. Kavita Pillay has her story.
Yassine Al-Zaman is a Montreal-based hip-hop artist of Iraqi origin. He goes by the stage name The Narcissist, and in order to see him perform, I had to go to the Middle East. In this case, the Middle East happens to be the name of a renowned club in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
So without further ado, give it up for my brother, Narcissist!
It's close to midnight by the time the Narcissist, or Narcy as he's sometimes called, takes the stage. The audience ranges from college students and hip-hop fans to middle-aged peace activists. A core group of longtime Narcy fans are also in attendance. And for them, the Narcissist's lyrics and sense of humor convey the complexity of their own reality. That of being Arab, Muslim, and Western in a post-September 11th world. Case in point, his tongue-in-cheek music video about racial profiling and airport security, titled Fatwa. That's P-H-A-T-W-A. The title combines hip-hop slang and the Arabic term for an Islamic legal opinion. Set in an airport, it features the following exchange between Al-Zaman and his friend and fellow MC, Yushua Scott, who is black.
Yo, Narcy, do you really think that they're watching us? I ain't trying to get searched, B. Who do you think they're gonna harass more now, me or you?
Now, obviously me, Doc. You know Iraq is the new black.
I say Iraq is the new black for two reasons. One, when someone says the new black, it means that it's the new thing. And then the second meaning is, being that we are public enemy number two after what happened to African Americans, and it's still happening to African Americans, but when we were going through the highest rate of profiling and stereotyping, my black friends would always joke with me and say, thank God it's not us anymore.
Some things I'm unsure about, like an Arab man at an airport. When you wonder what he's there for, therefore I stand up for land stuck. Near war in tandem, passport control, where I'm picked at random.
Filmed in 2009, the music video took on new meaning in late 2010, when Al-Zaman was held up by U.S. customs officers while en route from Montreal to Washington, D.C., where he was scheduled to speak at a conference on Arab hip-hop at the United States Institute of Peace. It was a case of life imitating art, even while his art parodied life.
I was held at the border for 6-7 hours, and they questioned me and asked me all types of ridiculous questions and went through my stuff. And it's happened several times, you know, and in the video, the music act as my contraband when I'm crossing the border. And I didn't want to tackle it in a serious manner. I really wanted to show how ridiculous it all is, you know?
Now 29 years old, Al-Zaman's family emigrated to Canada in 1993, where he was first introduced to hip-hop.
Yeah, I remember it vividly, actually. I was 11 years old in Canada. A good friend of mine, Nofi, used to go to Wildwood in Jersey for the summers, and he brought us back a Wu-Tang mixtape. He brought us back an N.W.A. tape, so that's where it started, and then it became a hobby, and then it became a lifestyle, and then it became a culture for me.
Along the way, Al-Zaman earned a bachelor's degree in communication studies and political science, as well as a master's in media studies. As part of his thesis, he recorded an album titled Fear of an Arab Planet with a group of Arab-American MCs. For Al-Zaman, such efforts are as much about creative expression as they are about leadership.
Well, you know, in the Middle East, we never really grew up with leaders that represented us. At this day and age, when you see what's popping off in Egypt and Syria and Bahrain and Libya and Tunisia, it's a reflection of that lack of representation. And I think it's time now for our generation to stand up and finally be represented.
Bismillah, we're forever holding the peace. Wicked streets, crippled little beams, rippling through the Middle East. Alhamdulillah, may God bless the dead and gone. Forever strong, a better song, breaking bitter bonds.
In addition to maintaining a regular performance and speaking schedule, Al-Zaman also co-teaches a course titled Hip Hop, Past, Present, Future at Concordia University in Montreal, where he uses hip hop as a way to explore a range of issues, including race, colonialism, ghettos, religion, the history of art, and personal identity.
The growing up and being born between the East and the West has helped me to understand that nationality is not the end-all, be-all of identity. Identity is really about what's inside you and who you are as an individual, more than where you're standing and what land you're on. So,
a different type of reflection from a different type of narcissist. For The World, I'm Kavita Pillay. Like he loves himself.
The narcissist reflects and takes to the mic. We have video at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins, and we're back tomorrow. 5 seconds it lasted.